It is such a pleasure to be here with y'all tonight. I'm not sure how I managed to do this. Willie has been going to Bangladesh longer than me, and I was just, as our brother was introducing us here, I realized we should have split this talk up. And he done half and me done half, but I guess it's Alzheimer's or whatever it may be, but I didn't do that, so I guess you have to listen to me the whole time. But maybe next time. So I'm delighted to be here, be among you all, experience your hospitality, and I want to tell you a little bit tonight about Bangladesh, and mostly about God, but a little bit about Bangladesh and what God is doing. If you look back here on the board, we have a really beautiful amoeba, or maybe it's actually sort of like Bangladesh. It's kind of how Bangladesh looks, and it's a tiny, tiny country. It's smaller than the state of Oregon, and it's over in the middle of Asia, nearly surrounded by India. Here's us on the California coast, and we cross the Pacific, and here's Bangladesh, this tiny yellow speck here, nearly surrounded by India. There's a little bit touching Myanmar, a little bit on the Indian Ocean. But in this tiny little country that's surrounded by mountains on the top, and these are little mountains up there, the Himalayas, huge mountain range, and there's some rivers flowing through it, the Poda, and there's a river coming from here, there's a river coming here, there's a river coming from the top, and here's the capital city, Dhaka. Looks kind of like the eye of a monster kind of looking up this way. But this whole country is a delta, and it's mud, and it's tiny, and it's incredibly overpopulated. There's 160 million people living in Bangladesh, in this tiny country the size of, smaller than the state of Oregon. And in the whole continental United States, there's about 300 million people. So it's like a little over half of the total population of the United States moving into the state of Oregon. And it's just, the overpopulation is hard to imagine. And that is also, this little area down here is the Sundarbans. And nobody can live there because it's swamp. It's just genuine deep swamp. This area up here is where my brother works at. And this is the area of Sylhet. And there's huge areas up here that flood so badly every year that people can't live there. Or they just live on the little hummocks of ground that they can, the roads, the fields, everything disappears under feet of water every year. So that not many people live up there. And then this area down here is so vulnerable to cyclones that very few people can live there either because of the cyclone danger. But within the last few years, about 1.2 Rohingya people from Myanmar have crossed this border and have set up camp down here in this little corner. So I guess it would be 160 couple million people in Bangladesh now. But this is where we work, and it's an amazing country. In this big country full of very poor people, they're very poor. Their average wage is lower than the wage that most people would make in Haiti. They're very, very poor, but you don't see hungry people. They all work. They get up in the morning and they go out and they feed their families and they support their poor. If you're missing a leg or an arm in Bangladesh, you're supposed to sit on the street corner and beg. And everybody that walks by, most of them will give you some money because that's their welfare system. That's how a Muslim country will support their poor. And what's amazing about Bangladesh, and I can sit here and tell you hours of statistics of their... I love Bangladesh, and from their Revolutionary War on, it's a wonderful subject. But I want to talk a little bit about the people of Bangladesh. And the people of Bangladesh are hard to describe because they're unusual. They're unusual in the world. The Bengali is, and I want to tell you a few little stories to try to help you understand what these people are like. And the first thing I want to tell you is these people are very poor. So let's say their wage for the day is $3 or $4. But they're generous. So I'm a teacher there, and I go and I teach in their schools. I teach the very poor children, and they want to invite me to their house, so to eat a meal with them. That's something that